Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm so glad you've joined me on today's weekday podcast, where I wanted to talk about you gotta have a faith. Well, maybe not. I mean, George Michael isn't exactly a theologian, but we do have to just have faith. In Mark chapter 9, the following story is told. And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has it been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it's often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If I can, all things are possible for one who believes." And immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." I think we've all been there before. Maybe not exactly where this dad was, but as a parent, I've been there where I thought, I simply don't know what else to do. So where do you go? What do you look for? I mean, nothing seems to be working. Maybe you're in a position like that, maybe not as a parent, but just as a human. Like, Chuck, what do I do? Where do I go? I feel like there's no place that I can go, and I'm never seen, I'm never heard, and I'm just alone in this world. What do I do? I mean, there's way too many days and too many moments that we face where we don't have any idea where to turn. That is exactly the situation for this dad in the scripture we read today. His son is ill, convulsing out of control all the time, and he comes face to face with Jesus, who asks, "Hey, what's going on?" Now, do you think Jesus doesn't know what's going on? Well, of course he does. So why ask the question? Because I think Jesus is waiting for us to come to him and declare what we need. I mean, the scripture does say we don't have because we don't ask. I mean, after the dad tells Jesus what's happening, he adds this following statement, "But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." I love how Jesus answers. Jesus says, "If you can." I mean, something like, "You've got to be kidding me, bro." And the dad quickly tries to correct things. He says, "But I believe, please help my unbelief." You know, I think all of us read this story and we're just way too hard on dad. I mean, what would we have said? I mean, when you don't know what to do and you don't know where to turn, I mean, things can get pretty weird in our life. And the son has been this way. I mean, this is something the dad's been living with for a while. And Jesus' disciples, despite Jesus having given them the power to heal, they have totally messed up in a prior attempt to heal the boy. And the dad's really frustrated because his boy comes out in unbelief before the healer of healers. I wonder if I wouldn't have done the same thing, or maybe you would have. I wonder if we would have exactly said, "Okay, but if you could just do anything, have compassion on us. If anybody could do anything, surely you can." Expressed unbelief and a lack of faith in the God of the universe. We take this dad to court, but honestly, haven't you been there too? The writer of Hebrews reminds us in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For in the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith, as it is written, the righteousness shall live by faith," in Romans 1:17. So again, when nothing's going right, when everything is going wrong, what do you do? And if you don't know what to do, what do you look for? Where do you turn? Where can your faith be directed when we don't know what to do? Do we turn it to the world or do we turn it to Jesus? Let me suggest faith in Jesus the Christ, faith in the God of all creation. Billy Graham once said, and as a matter of fact, he said it repetitively, that we're not called to understand the mind and the workings of God. We're called to believe. Faith in the God who loves you and me. Faith in the God who's got you and me and is over all things. Just faith in him, because let's face it, he is for you. Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.